Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 697, the Overseas Connection podcast. Today is August 21st, 2022. My God, the summer is almost over.
Yeah.
We are a video game podcast. If you're not familiar with us, we like to talk about video games. We also talk about life. We do consider ourselves a little bit older, more mature, and that's just because we really could buy our own beer. There's nothing mature about us at all. You will soon find that out. We broadcast every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and if you're in another time zone like Central, it's 3 p.m., but we really don't care about that. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. You can so join us live, be part of the chat like Dan is right now.
Hi, Dan.
And, I'm joined by a lovely cast of individuals. I'm going to start with the prettiest of all, Kim Woods.
Oh, I was really thinking it was going to go with Pete there for a minute. Shows what I know. Yep, that's me. I'm back. I wasn't sure I was going to be on today because I'm still feeling a little weak, but I'm here. So, hopefully I'll do a little better than last week.
A little with the non-COVID?
Yeah, just a little bit. But it's I'm a lot better than I was. So,
all right.
I'm here.
Okay. And the ugly one, the bearded one, the ginger, Pete, on the show today.
It's great to be back.
Hello, everybody. We've missed you, my friend. We've missed you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I've not missed any of you. None of you, you bloody bunch of bosses.
This hurts, Pete. It hurts.
Well, the abuse I got when I first logged onto Skype, I should damn right say that.
Okay.
No, it's great to be back. I have missed you. I love you lots. Podcast family.
Hey, look, Pete, we have missed you so much that Robin has actually died, and he has now been inhabited by his ghost. So Robin, the friendly ghost, is on the podcast today. Hello, Robin Tate.
Oh, there. Yeah, I'm a bit white today.
Just a wee bit.
Should I just take this
like
off?
A spotlight or something.
I should just take this off, shouldn't I, really? I'm just so... I don't know what to do.
Is it all the screens?
Is it because it's all the screens in front of you?
We'll get to that pop quiz later on, actually. Hi, everybody. It's nice to be back on the show. It's nice to see God of War Pete back on the show as well. Look at your Kim, and her voice is not just as sexy as it was, back to non-sexy Kim. And Greg, well, in my screen, he looks like a little dwarf. It's fixed for your screen, guys, but he looks like he's on a very, very small little seat down there. So, nice to be back on the show. Lots to talk about this week. So, lots of fun stuff going on. So, looking forward to it.
As I adjust my camera. Hey, let's talk about stuff. We got stuff to talk about. We have some birthdays. First and foremost, let's celebrate them. Because, let's face it, every birthday is a celebration. And every birthday is a gift because you never know. I'm just saying, you never know. So, Susan Lindenhall, God, I couldn't say that. We also know her as SLH, celebrating her 19th birthday on the 19th. She's underage. So there you go, gentlemen. Feel good about hitting on her now. We have Stephen Holdsworth. He is celebrating his birthday today. And it's either 83 or 38. We're not sure which, but happy birthday to him. And then finally, Damon Sires, celebrating his birthday on the 26th. And he will be 24, 42. I'm not sure which.
Probably 42, but he looks 24.
I've heard he's closer to 73.
Wow.
All right.
He's got a body of like an Adonis.
He does. I have seen the evidence. This is true.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we need to give them a birthday song. So without further ado.
Birthday, yes, it is your birthday. It's your birthday, yes, it is your birthday. We are fucking psyched. You're 1 year older than you were before.
Enough of that.
Yep.
Nice song.
It is. It's lovely. And so is this.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Story time with Pete. Pete, you have not been on the podcast in quite some time. Let's talk about it.
Is it 2 weeks?
At least.
Yeah, it's two weeks, I reckon.
Two weeks. 3 weeks. It might be three.
Oh my God, I'm really sorry. Well, yeah.
You should be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to get it loads, but I'm selling my house, so it's just like I'm trying to get everything ready for it to just to be nice and presentable when people walk around it and have a look and say, "Oh, I want to buy this."
Now, Pete, if you want, my neighbor is selling their house as well, so you could move in next door.
I would love to do that. I would love to be part of the American civilization. I would. I really, really would. But selling my ass. So I just like to point out,
felt like you pretty much brushed that completely off, Pete. Right? I do not feel that was a genuine, I'd love to be part of that.
It's out of my realm. I can't do it. I can't make it happen. So I need to brush it off because otherwise I'll start crying because I do want to be in America. Maybe one day, eh?
We would love for you to be here because you are underrepresented in our country.
Well, I'm coming next year, I think. I'm gonna make a trip next year. I think we're gonna have like 3 weeks there. I'm gonna be heading out to Tennessee, so I think I'm going next year. That's the plan so far. So, yeah. What's this space? I'm gonna be in America, and I'm gonna stay in it with everything that I have got.
God,
I know. Yeah, Jesus. If
he's gonna mark his place. He'll be peeing up against every lamppost and every tree.
No. Yeah. Likely, I really want Pete to pull the Robin. Every hotel pull you go Robin. Into,
PC 23.
Mark your corner.
Yeah. It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I couldn't work out what it was at first. Then as I started to see more of them, I'm like, oh, yeah, all right, okay. It's good. I'm moving house. It's just busy, just trying to get all the house ready and get it ready for viewings. We've had the first set of viewings today, and one of them have already put an offer in before they even come to view it.
Crazy times. It's crazy times.
That's Saudi Arabia? They're buying up everything, man. Telling you.
Yeah. So it is crazy how people are just jumping into buying an house. They're even looking at it, you know, going to the area. I wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't dream of it. But apparently, you know, that they're getting, as soon as the houses are getting on the market, they're not lasting long. And people who want to actually try and move into the area are just getting snubbed off by estate agents because I don't know, other people have been waiting for longer, or I don't know what the score is. I don't really watch the housing market that closely, but this guy who turned up today seemed really frustrated about how the housing market is in the UK at the moment, and how he's felt like he's just been brushed off by estate agents quite a lot. He's tried to contact them and he's not really got anywhere. He put an offer in before he even visited.
He could be out here. Right now, the housing market is in this weird spot of it's starting to depreciate a little bit, so that the housing prices are coming down a little bit. But unfortunately, all of the mortgage rates are increasing, so nobody wants to buy
because the mortgage rates are increasing.
Yeah, exactly, Robin. It's an interesting time. So good
about that. The 1st of September will be a day of celebration.
Yes, I would celebrate that too.
No mortgages coming out at all.
That's great, isn't it? That's brilliant.
It's a great feeling. I might be lucky that day.
Judith's going to make you move now.
I don't know whether it's common knowledge. I don't know whether it's common knowledge, but my brother's put his house on the market as well.
Oh, so wow, okay.
The Chin Estates are up for sale, everybody.
Yeah, this is one of the lines of the estate agents.
No.
Is Mike looking to move to the River Kwai as well?
But we're actually looking. We're both going to be bidding for that.
Is there a bridge there?
dear God, what have I done?
Yeah. You'll be regretting saying that about moving in on your estate when we're there, shitting on your roads. And,
I'm really concerned. The little bungalow in front of us is sold and we don't know who's moving in yet. Pete, so is there anything you want to tell me?
No, I can't. I'm bound by contract. So I've been busy with that. And then I've discovered this drink as well. I might as well share that because not much else has happened. I've discovered a drink and it's changed my life. It's called Thatcher's Blood Orange Cider.
Oh
my life, man! It is delicious. You need to try this. And in fact, Robin, I was in the shop, the same shop where I've seen this, and I've seen a different bottle of Bumbu. I don't know whether you've noticed it, seen it. It's a white bottle and it's cream rum. So yeah, have a look, Bumbu.
I'll check that out. I will. It's funny you should show that. That can reminds me. I heard a funny thing. Do you know when you can buy orange? It's all go Pellegrino in cans.
Oh yeah. Mike loves that.
Well, you can give him a bit of a dig because I was in the shop the other day and a guy in front of me asked for a can of Tory Tango. I just thought that was fucking class. Pellegrino's Tory Tango.
Mike loves that stuff. He absolutely loves.
He's a snob. That's what's happening now, Mike. Now.
So apart from that, I've not done much else, to be honest. So that's me. But I'm sorry I've not been on in that long.
You should be. You should be apologizing really nice profusely. You have some back pay you owe us, by the way, because you surpassed your vacation pay for the year.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
You know what? I'm going to go next. Well, I mean, just a little bit. We'll do a little bit of the round robin because I'm going to keep saying it.
Pardon?
Round robin. Yeah. Continuing saga with my brother-in-law, the seizure. The stroke. Sorry, stroke. But of course, my son also had seizures the past couple of nights, so it's just been kind of, crazy on our end, just dealing with medical stuff. Cindy's down in the Bay Area trying to help her brother out. I'm here trying to help my son out. And on top of that, I discovered we have a leak in one of our water lines for our landscaping system. So that is something I get to fix after this podcast today. So I'm kind of regretting this podcast ever ending now, because that means I have to go out into the hot sun and do work in the mud, basically, because I dug up the hole to locate the leak, and of course I had to turn the water on so I could see where the leak specifically was coming from, and then of course it just flooded the entire freaking hole. So I'm like, all right, we'll let it go back down, and I'll deal
good
with that.
Content, Greg, for like Greg rolling around in the mud. That's yes. OnlyFans sort of stuff there, it really
it
is.
I think I'm going to film it.
Good content.
Anyway,
Could you wear a bra?
I'm sorry, what?
Could you wear a bra, though, instead of your tank top?
Maybe. Maybe. Amazon is here, for the record, if you wanted to know. First time I've ever had them ring my doorbell. Yeah, apparently they're bringing my bra, so I'll have a bra. And,
they normally just throw the box through the window, don't they?
No, normally they just toss it on the ground outside. Yeah. And they don't even knock. They don't even ring the doorbell.
Mine doesn't. No, they just walk up, throw it in the doorway, and take off. It's like,
they're scared of you shooting them, though, Kim, on your land.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, I would just be like,
what the fuck?
Anyway, so that's kind of what I get to look forward to this afternoon. Robin, you've had some stuff going on there.
Yeah, we'll talk about our dicks later on. Okay, right. We'll do that bit. But the most important thing is that the liner arrived for the hot tub yesterday. I gave up trying to patch the old one. I ordered a liner. It arrived. And yesterday we put the new liner in, filled the hot tub up, and I was in my tub this afternoon.
Nice.
It was lovely. Now, I do have a little leak from the pump, I believe. Oh, it's went down. The little seal has to be done.
It happens when you get older, Robin.
But it was lovely getting into the tub for 3/4 of an hour this afternoon and just surveying all that I own in front of me. That was kind of cool. So as you, do we talk about my, I mean, this is sort of gaming sort of related. Do we do this now or do we do it later? Or?
You can do it later if you want.
We'll do it around the gaming stuff. Yeah. We were out for dinner on Friday night. We've got a babysitter in. This is the joy of not Glenn being here any longer. And we went up to a restaurant. Some of our friends of ours were staying up at the North Coast. We went to a tapas restaurant, which seems kind of almost a crime that eating tapas in northern Mexico. It does seem a bit odd. And you've frozen Pete looking surprised, which is kind of cool. but the tapas was fabulous. I mean, we're sitting up on the North Coast, up in Port Stewart, looking over the sea. And we had some fantastic food. It was lovely. All those beautiful little morsels. It was really, really nice. I'm not a big tapas.
Is that not more Spanish than Mexican?
Yeah, Spanish. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, but it was very, very tasty. But I was driving. I was designated driver.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it was quite fun. Like there was a bottle of wine and a bottle of Prosecco was down Judith's gullet and or between the other couple. And yeah, she was very giggly. It was very, very funny. We went back to where they were staying for some ice cream and a dessert.
Is that what you're calling it now?
Yeah, but it was very funny. Yeah. Judith was in great form. It was a good giggle. Oh, it was nice to get times like that. So, what else? Yeah. Just busy with work and all that sort of stuff. Okay. The exciting stuff has been happening where I'm sitting, but we'll get to there. Because even today, there's been updates. In fact, multiple updates today.
Okay.
Multiple.
Wow. Well, we will get to those multiple updates in just a moment. Kim,
yes.
Besides Amazon now notifying me on my devices that a shipment has arrived, what's been going on your side of the world?
Not a whole heck of a lot. Like we were sick last week and I'm still kind of dealing with it now because yesterday I had a really bad either sinus or migraine headache after we got done playing D&D, but I'm in recovery mode and I feel better today. So hopefully the non-COVID, COVID, whatever the hell it was that I had is officially over, I hope.
Right. And for the record, we're calling this non-COVID because you have not tested positive because you haven't tested. So therefore, you can't have COVID if you haven't tested.
This is true, but I actually have tested.
Oh.
And I tested when I first started to feel sick, and it said I was negative. So
okay. We've always thought of you as a positive person.
Well, we had two vomiters in the house this week. Jasmine had a good old vomit this week, but I think it's because she was in the swimming pool at the spa with Judith, and I think she drank half of it. And Corey had a good old vomit. And Corey had a good old vomit this week as well. So it's Kim. It's over here. It's the Kimvid. I think we're calling it over here.
Kimvid. Right. I like it.
Kimvid. There he is. But and Dad's feeling better because he mowed 2 yards yesterday. So
good.
Mm. Yeah.
Two yards is in your 2 yards or your yard and somebody else's yard?
My yard and my sister's yard. He mowed both of those yesterday. So apparently he's feeling better. And today he's out in the back taking a radiator out of a pickup truck. So apparently he's feeling much better. Apparently.
Okay. At first, I thought you said he'd mowed 2 yards as in distance. And I was like, well, that's not very much.
Yeah, see, Pete, the way my mind thinks is I thought he drank 2 yards of beer. So that's all the different levels of misinterpretation.
Wow.
Right? So anyway, other than that, Tony starts school tomorrow. So I'm going to be down one child at least. Anyway, because he starts school. Okay. And as you can imagine, he's very not excited about going back to school tomorrow. So what are you going to do? I tried to explain to the kid that eventually he might learn to like school. But as of the moment, no, he thinks I'm crazy. So
we know that to be the case.
Right. So no, other than that, that's pretty much it for me. So, you know.
Okay. All right. You know, I did check out a couple of shows. And so it's a tale of two shows. Mm. Two popular IPs. Mm. Both telling tales of women main characters. Oh, yeah. One doing it very right and one doing it, in my opinion, very wrong. So I'm going to start with the positive.
Okay.
And that is I watched the movie Prey, which is the new Predator movie.
Oh, yeah. Joshua said that was good.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. The main character is a Native American woman, and she, I think, does a fantastic job in it. it's interesting because, you know, they don't, they intertwine in Native American dialect with English. So, you know, they don't have, you don't have to worry about subtitles. And it comes across kind of authentic in a way, even though, I mean, obviously it would be better if it was all in native language, but I liked how they did that. Ultimately, I really enjoyed the story. The special effects were fantastic. This is probably the best Predator movie, in my opinion, since the original Predator. Wow. So that says a lot. But nice. That then again, there's not been a lot of good Predator movies, to be honest. Most of the Predator movies post-Predator were
first one was good. Crap. Second one was...
It was crap. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't watched it in a long time. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I recommend it. I recommend it. It was really good. And then I was feeling empowered, I guess, to go on to other shows. And I fired up on Disney She-Hulk.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So,
Wookiee show?
The whole premise of how she gets to be a She-Hulk is just absolutely stupid. Yeah, okay. It makes no sense. It's, you know, because if that is the case, then Bruce Banner is running around probably making little Hulkies all over the world. Because the premise is his blood, he gets cut and it intermixes with her blood. And then that instantaneously turned her into a Hulk. Like, not even, like within, like, 5 minutes, she became a Hulk. And so, I don't know. It just seems stupid. Sorry for the spoiler. I probably should have said spoiler warning, but that happens fairly early on. But the other thing they do is they have this breaking of the fourth wall in the show where she talks to the camera. She talks to the audience, making little smirky, funny little comments. And... Did we lose Kim, or did she just turn her camera?
With the video, it's wrong.
Yeah. Okay. But so it was just weird that in none of the other you know MCU movies do that, and the only other movie that does it to me successfully is Deadpool, but that's because Deadpool is its own thing, yeah. And so it instantly turned me off to it, and And it just feels like it really does have, unfortunately, a bit of that. I don't want to call it social justice because that's not it. It's more of the feminine woman empowerment kind of overlay to it, but just going a bit far. You know, they talk about, you know, needing to stay in control. And she starts going on about how she's a woman. She has to deal with men telling her what to do all the time and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, oh, come on. So, anyway, I was not a fan, and I don't think I will watch any more of it. It was just the one episode, and I was like, yeah, I'm done. Okay.
Oh, I watched something, actually, this week, a film. It was called Purple Hearts.
Oh, Purple Hearts! Purple.
No, Robin. Wrong.
Go!
Wrong. No.
It was a... I don't know. It's quite a chick flick, really, for me and Shell. We don't usually watch things like that. But it was about a guy who was in the Marines, and there's a girl who meets him who is diabetic, and she, as well as him being in debt as well, they decide to marry each other so they can earn more money he can earn more money in the military, and she gets free medical insurance. And she can get her insulin through this military pension. And I didn't realize that was a thing. I didn't realize you get more looked after if you're married in the military, but yeah, there you go. So I watched that. It was all right. It was a bit of a, you know, one of them soppy love story things. And, it was good though.
What was that was again?
On Netflix. Purple Hearts.
Purple Hearts.
My name is Robin.
Oh yeah. I'm
it was Harry a dick Potter. Move.
I'm Harry Potter.
Yes, you are Harry Potter. Yeah, that's good, Pete. That's good. I like it.
So, what's that? It's pretty good.
Yeah, Yellowstone. Enjoying the Yellowstone season 3. Oh, it's getting good. Oh, yeah.
It goes crazy even further down the line, Robin.
It's nice to see. Does he come, Skyler from Lost?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it's his perfect part for him. It's almost the same part as he played in Lost as well, actually.
Yeah.
Is this on Netflix?
Kim, you know who we're talking about, right?
It's an Amazon.
Oh, I've got that. Okay.
Yellowstone, very good. It's Kevin Costner. It's yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what I did finish as well over the past few weeks. Stranger Things. Oh, my God.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
But have you finished it?
that is so, so good. That. It's just brilliant, man. So
funny, and some of my kids and mysteries. We watched funny an old movie last night, Judith and I, just where we're sitting. God, I wish friggin' Love Island was back. I miss it. not that I watched it, but I have to watch things with my wife. Was it Murder by Numbers? Sandra Bullock, from 1992, and it had what do you call a guy? And he's really popular now. Frigga Dig. Oh damn it! I am getting so old. I need his name. Murder by Numbers. It's his name. He's in everything now, but he was so young in it.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I like that sort of drama mystery sort of thing. So people are having trouble hearing you. Try moving closer to your mic or move away from background noise.
Who are we talking
about?
My
background noise? Okay, so allegedly I'm being hard of hearing. I can't
imagine. You are hard of hearing.
Sound fine on the call.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
But no, that was it. You have started a new book this week on my Amazon, which is kind of interesting as well. It's a different person. I think it's actually the guy that doing the
Chitlis.
Oh, him. The voice. What was the one that the guy went out into space in the AI and he made lots of copies of himself and he had to go off to the universe and he put himself in a ship and the Brazilians were coming after him in space? No, you don't remember that. Anyway.
Is he all right?
Yeah, it's very good. It's by Craig Robertson and it's written by Scott Aleo. So he's doing the voices and stuff. It's called Ryan's Gambit. And it's about this guy, human guy, and when Earth was in trouble, they put him in inside an android and sent him out into space. And he's about 2 billion years old now, and he's been able to adjust time. And it's funny. It's a funny, spacey sci-fi thing. So far, so good. Okay. I like that.
And it's not narrated by R.C. Bray, which is amazing.
No, it's not. It's just a bit of a change. A bit of a change. It's very good.
We've been breaking out, Kim. We've been breaking out.
I have 187 audiobooks that I've listened to. I was talking with my mother-in-law was over today and saying about how many, I don't read lots and lots of paper books. No. Saying that, I did get the scripts. There's a very good documentary on Disney at the moment about the making of all the Star Wars movies and all the background of it and stuff. It's a 6 or 7 part series. And that put me in the mood to pick up the actual real scripts with camera loop points and shot stuff. And I ordered two copies up for it. I ordered them on Amazon. They were 36p each, plus £6 postage. But I got one for Joshua, one for myself. And those are interesting. The original scripts for the first three movies.
Speaking of Star Wars, I watched Empire Strikes Back the other day.
Oh,
that's a great movie. That is my favorite out of the original, like, six.
It is brilliant.
I do still lean Rogue One as, I think, my absolute favorite Star Wars movie all time.
The very first and the Empire would be right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rogue One. Yeah, it's very good, but I think
Rogue One.
The first actual two. First two, I think, are the very, very best.
Okay.
But there you go. There you are. The three Sandman books are available. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Because that was Sandman. He does those two. Thanks, Dan. Yeah, so that's that.
Robin, do you want to talk about your dick?
Okay. So my Steam Deck arrived. And let me tell you, it arrived. And it has the most fabulous screen ever. The screen is so much better than all the other screens that are out there. It is a wonderful piece of kit. It's surprisingly large. When you feel it in my hand, it feels like my Johnson. It's surprisingly large. It does have girth.
Nice.
And I fired it up Very easy to get into. I launched straight into my Steam account.
Screen looks the same as mine.
Seemingly I've been with Steam for 12 years, I think it is now. So it recognized all the stuff I purchased over the years. All the humble bundles that I have, I quickly filled my library for Steam and access, some of them directly compatible and some of them not so much. But I went through and played every loads and loads of stuff from Pac-Man. I actually put a set of Corsa onto the Steam Deck and played it.
It's not
the right place to play. Crash Bandicoot and Insane Trilogy, which I had a copy of. Fantastic on this here. I did play Black Mesa, which is the Half-Life redo. Again, played quite a bit of it. That was kind of funny. But I did stick on things like Sniper Elite 4, Hitman, Mafia 3, Soma, One Finger Death Punch, Pac-Man, a load of stuff here. And then I went and filled it up very quickly. Dark Souls 3, I played it for 5 minutes and went, this is not for me. So there's lots of, so very, very easy to put stuff on. Beautiful screen, lovely, nice stuff. And then I went through the process of putting it on to Xbox Game Pass.
Xcloud,
which is a fiddly thing. It is a bit, what? You're watching YouTube videos and they're moving around. And what I would say for people that are visually challenged, you do have to type in some code and bits and pieces to make this thing recognize the software. It is all official on the Microsoft website.
Right. It's a good guide on the Microsoft website. That is a good guide to use.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of the YouTube videos refer to it.
Right.
But if you can connect up a Bluetooth mouse and a keyboard, very, very handy to do the copying and pasting and stuff like that there. But once it's done that's fine. I did one thing that I did buy straight away was God of War, PlayStation title.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that in a little while. The one you love, the latest one. What is there? God of War,
the God of War, yeah.
Boy. Yeah, so that's a nice inroads into the PlayStation stuff for me. One thing I did, this week as well, even though I've got, this is the top SKU, I think it is. This is the biggest, I've got the fancy screen and the big memory. So Martin, I has the biggest deck, but I did go and order a micro SD card.
Right. So you expand your deck.
So I expanded my deck as well. And I chose a fast read one.
What's your current deck size in there?
What do you mean?
Your memory. Well, how big's your memory?
Well, I think was it the main one. It's, isn't it 500?
You're 512. Yeah, you're 512. Yeah. 512. And then what did you expand it?
512.
And a terabyte.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I'm well covered there. It's a nice piece of kit. Gotta say, I don't think the battery lasts very long at all.
No, the battery does not last long at all, especially when you're playing something that is demanding. And that's where streaming games, quite honestly, works great because streaming doubles the battery life.
And again, Dan, the first Dan shouted of the night, Dan was very, very good. There's a, if you have one of these back in the WhatsApp group last week, there's a, like a help file for all of the shortcuts for keyboards and links to instructions of how to install good old games and all Epic Game Store. I haven't done any of that yet. But even when I fired up the Xbox stuff, trying to get it to work as the Xbox controller, because you had to tell it to do something different. Yeah. But once you have get through your head around all that stuff, I felt, as I said to Dan at one stage, I felt like an old man going, ah, what this? I don't know this. So I'm interested. I think I'm going to be away on Tuesday evening. God, I feel the heat of it coming out of there now. Wow.
Yeah.
Heat.
I do want to say the back buttons, I feel, are kind of useless.
I haven't used them for anything yet.
Yeah, the back buttons, they're not terribly easy to actually engage. Like I compare it to like my Elite 2 controller, the back paddle buttons on that are super friendly, like, you know, in the midst of a game. The back buttons on the Steam Deck are not that easy to engage with. I kind of feel like they're there and I will never use them ever.
No, I mean, I've watched videos of guys doing all sorts of stuff, weird stuff for this, and getting everything on it, and all the apps and all the retro stuff, and that's fantastic. But for me, this is something I can throw on in my hotel bedroom,
yeah,
and away we go. I did play it for about half an hour this afternoon, in between mother-in-law's and father-in-law's arriving before dinner. So it's a very instant on, quick pick up and play thing. It's a lovely piece of kit.
Yeah, totally agreed. Out.
Weird.
Let's talk about the case, Robin.
Weird stuff. Why the hell does the charger not fit in the case?
What? This is why I bought an aftermarket case. So if you can see on screen.
Okay.
I have a zipper pouch up top here that I have all my stuff in, where and my Steam Deck's here, and there's a little pad to protect the screen.
Okay.
And then
I
have a little satchel for my headphones.
Oh yeah.
Got the power cable.
Okay.
Glasses for when I need them, because everything is freaking tiny.
Yep.
And what is this, you ask? What is this?
The keyboard. Okay, I have one of those. I do.
It works.
I couldn't get mine to connect.
So iClever keyboard. It's foldable. It's Bluetooth.
Mine
has a trackpad.
I'm gonna have to get another one.
So it condenses down and it fits in the case. That was the important piece of it. It does take a while for it to come up on the Bluetooth registration. So you turn Bluetooth on. This took a little while for it to.
How long's a little while?
Probably five minutes or so.
Okay, maybe that's my wife.
Yeah.
So, mine did not. So I have a little HP small mouse over the years here, and I wanted that little portable keyboard as well. Not that I'm going to ever use it that much. It's mostly for installing stuff and stuff like that there, I think.
But here was my thing. If I'm going to get a keyboard, I want it to be something that I can fit into my travel case. It has to be portable.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking, and I know Dan went a very different direction with his Bluetooth keyboard. It was something that it's much more like a, I just want to watch Robin struggle with this. This is great. Anyway, so I wanted something though that was going to be portable fitting into
God.
The pack.
It was the real me.
I'm quite happy with it.
Rose gold.
Yeah.
I have one, but I just couldn't get it to quite connect.
Yeah, there you go. That
I will. I'll try that again.
Will eventually connect.
Try it again. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely piece of kit. Is it worth the money? Well, maybe for me traveling and doing that sort of stuff, maybe it will serve its thing. Judith hasn't really noticed yet. I think she thinks it's a Switch. So that's okay.
Yeah. The way I look at it, I'm not going to game on it all that often. I will play when I need to, traveling, that kind of thing. But it's nice to have. And especially because you can stream your console collection, that kind of thing. It just becomes super. I love the fact that Steam is just kind of let it be open.
In my humble bundle, I had Call of Duty World War II. So that should be interesting. And I've stuck it onto it. So I'll have to give a whiz with that.
Yeah, and I know Dan hooked up into PlayStation Now, or PlayStation Premiere, whatever it's called. So he got that up and running. So
top tip: push the back buttons up as you're trying to press the back of the screen. They work much better than that.
Push the back buttons up as if you're trying to press the back of the. Yeah, no, I get what he's trying to say.
Oh,
so again,
dirty.
They're not.
Not yet.
Easily engaged.
Not yet. That's what I mean. I felt like the old man, because it's a piece of heart. Most of the stuff of the hardware, we know it inside out, backwards and sideways. But this is a new thing with buttons all over the place and a new OS that's completely unfamiliar to us. But the OS does exactly what it says in the can. You know, the solid games front, the Steam OS is brilliant. There is a sort of a browser behind that. You can go onto the internet and do all of those sorts of things as well. I don't think I'll ever really use much of that unless I'm really stuck, because it's for the little people. It's for the tiny, little, tiny, tiny people that can see tiny text without a big fucking magnifying glass. Because, yeah, so it's for like Lilliput characters would have that, you know. So, but yeah, like, I'm glad I have it. It's nice to be there. Yeah.
You're going to buy a new case.
Sometime. Yeah. I used to play the flute, and it reminds me of the case I used to have for my...
I mean, I love the case. It's a nice quality case. It's just they for some dumb reason...
What is this bit here for?
I don't know.
Is it the strap under your head, or what's it for?
Well, supposedly, you could put the power adapter in that area. I would never trust it to stay in there, but
is it for your luggage when you're
I don't know.
Like ruly luggage?
It's a
poorly designed case.
Well, it's a little protected if I threw it, but
yes.
Yeah.
But there's good aftermarket options. I guess that's the best thing.
Here behind us is our wonderful pool table, which is a cover on it, and the wonderful brass lights up above. Nice. I put it on Facebook Marketplace yesterday. A man came tonight and put a deposit on it, and he'll pick it up in a week's time. So
he's
it is
taking
gone.
The brass lights too?
Brass lights and all. Brass.
Okay.
He's taking my brass balls, the lot. There should have been a comment in there.
What's going there? Is it you're going to be your racing?
Yes. The racing nook is in behind this area here now, so all of the Xbox screens will move to the where all of the old historic pieces are. You can't see it with the camera. Oh, just there, the Xbox sort of corner, and the big finger sofa, more space. But there's going to be a whole big sim in there now, and it's.
Are you going to have to lock your room from your children?
Well, I actually did put a lock on it, but what I did too today, there is a alarm sensor out there, but I actually ordered door sensors today as well, because it's just getting ridiculous. So
it's too tempting.
Yeah. I'm very cautious about who I bring in here.
Well, yeah, the guy that's coming to get your pool table is just
builders and strangers and stuff like that. There, just because it's not, it's there's too. I mean, there's nothing in here that you touch. You know, there's nothing here that's like less than 100 quid. You know, it's one of those weird boyos that everywhere you look. And all the old stuff and me.
I you know, one of my regrets when I left your house was not going into that room before I left.
With an empty suitcase.
Oh, exactly.
Okay. Damn it. That was such a fucking mess up. I had an extra microphone set up, and so we were going to do the podcast. And then you tell me it's a frigging day later you're arriving. God almighty. Yeah. It's like arriving at the hotel that you booked last year and realized you booked the hotel 2 years in advance rather than one.
It's like being told you're going to get a cheap hotel and it's actually a box.
Okay. Well, we are sort of talking about gaming, and we are talking about gaming, so I'm going to keep on going here. So
Today
I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
I just had to get that out of the way.
All right, so I had touched on the racing bit, where the racing stuff's going. And things have advanced quite a bit since last week. So the part of the pool table being sold is part of that all happening. I had bought a cockpit a few months ago from GT Omega, which is a beautiful cockpit with a racing seat. And I was using my 65-inch screen. And although it's really good, the more I race with that screen, I realize that I need more field of view. And you can't adjust your field of view within the Xbox. So the limitations of where my racing, where I wanted to go, is coming to an end this week and over the next 10 days with the Xbox. So I frequent Gumtree and Facebook Marketplace quite a bit. And just a few days ago, up popped a thing called to SimLabs. When SimLabs as a company would be highly renowned as really, really good racing simulator kit. And they had... on there was a quad stand. That's four monitors, a stand. It's really heavy duty aluminium, and you can slide different bits and pieces and bolt extra stuff into it. So it's this big aluminium frame, and there's three monitors and then one tilted down above my head. And this guy had these things on Facebook Marketplace for 180 quid. Now the quad stand alone is 300 quid, and he had four. And he had four Ayalama, is that right? Pretty good brand of 60 hertz monitors, 27 inch monitors, and I bought all the whole lot for 180 quid. Nice. So I straight away deposit went yesterday morning, picked them up, built it up in here, so that they're there. Now, of course, the Xbox will only power one monitor. So what I jerry-rigged it so this screen here in front of me is now in the top screen, so I can have a Twitch feed up in there. Anyway, so that whole area, that then pushes up, your cockpit sits inside that, so you're right up against the screen, and the idea is the two side screens wrap around your face. So when you're in the car, you can your wing mirrors left and right are there. So that's that real good bargain. I've got my cockpit. Now I need something to power the four screens really, really well. Now these are 27 inch screens. I want bigger, but this is a good start. And at that sort of money, how could I go wrong? So over the last couple of weeks, I've asked Dan to help me out with a PC build. And a bit like this here, the Steam Deck, I'm quite happy building a PC. The PC we're on now, I built myself and all of that there, but the technology has moved on so fast over the last 4 or 5 years, and the specs, if you start to look at processors and all of that, it's just,
what was that,
just so confusing, you know, AMD and Intel and blah, blah, blah. So what I did is I asked Dan, and he very, very kindly helped me out and to spec up a good PC. I give him a budget. He blew it by 1,000 quid. So
good
for
man.
The people that are in the know, and I won't go through everything, but I've got a very, very heavy duty power supply going in there. I have a lovely case with a LED lights and all in it. I've got a NVIDIA GeForce RTX 380 Ti graphics card, which is,
yeah,
I think it's 1,000 quid or something.
God almighty.
I'm putting in an Intel i7.
Oh, yeah.
With lots of 12,700KF something, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Very big. I've got a Gigabyte motherboard, which is something really, really fancy. I've got 32 gigabytes of Corsair DDR5 Dominator RAM. So DDR5, I think, is kind of fancy. And a Corsair, liquid cooling with like three fans and liquid for the processor. And then I bought two 1 terabyte, not even SSD drives, these NVMe drives that are, I think it's like the Xbox Series X, you know, the hard plug-in, your solid state drives.
Yeah.
So I've got there's 2 terabytes of solid state NVMe drives. So that's what's on its way to me now. I pressed the order button this morning, and
did Dan get his cut?
Well, if Dan was on 10%, he would be earning a decent wee chunk right now. Do you want to know how much all that was?
Go
on. I'm very curious. It was a good chunk.
Yeah.
It was £2,600 and change.
Oh, fucking God.
And it doesn't even come with a keyboard or a mouse or any monitors or even an operating
system. Send it back. What the hell?
Or even an operating system.
Oh, my God.
So
you'll
that's,
probably get a free code to Gearbox.
So
is this to play car racing games?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's going to, that'll arrive here. And it says Tuesday, but I would say it's Wednesday.
No, you've got a fancy case as well with like a glassoid and all that stuff.
So I mean, I've no worries or issues about putting it together because it's not that hard to put a PC together. Yes,
nope, I've
fancy.
Done it.
Fancy people do fancy wiring and they get all particular about that. And I will be particular. That should be a hell of a piece of kit. A hell of a piece of kit. So thank you very much, Dan. I really, really appreciate it. I'll have to get there's a few things I need. I need a keyboard tray and mouse stuff for the rig.
In other news, by the way, we have just set up a GoFundMe for Robin.
Frig me. So the pool table, the pool table is sold. So it's sold, and the whole pile of bits and pieces sold, and yeah, so that's done.
All right.
What? Yeah. Look.
All right. Robin, time is over. We're going to skip on to other people now. Yeah. Robin, I am excited to see the finished setup. That's cool. The next stage. That's what we need to see.
I'll be living here. Judith will kick me out.
All right. Let's talk about some games. We'll sign out a game. We're going to do this again, round robin, as in do one game, move on to the next person, one game. So we'll keep it conversational. Pete, I know you haven't had a lot of time to play games, but maybe you snuck one in?
Two, but one's predictable, okay. Cuphead, because I play that every single week, and I'm going to talk about it, because...
It deserves to be talked about.
Well, the last time I was on, I downloaded the DLC, so it's the extension to the game, and we've only got one level left now. We've grinded our way through it, and... In fact, no, two, sorry. I've got one. There's Esther Winchester, which is the last boss level before we fight the final boss. Jeez, man, it's so difficult. We've had a great time doing it, but bloody hell, we've just got through by the skin of our teeth, I think, sometimes. But it's so, so good. I mean, the graphics are mint. We've not had any glitches at all. It's just perfect, isn't it, how it runs. It's just so goddamn difficult. That's the only thing about it. But yeah, Esther Winchester, that seems to be the level that's really playing us up at the moment. And it's like this cow in a saloon. And it's pretty much on two levels, the saloon is. And it starts at the top and then throws a few things at you and then goes to the bottom level and does it again and then comes up to the top and uses a lasso and pulls something into the level. But as well as this, you've got this bird that's dropping dynamite on you, and then there's another bird that's throwing something else at you, and it's, oh my God, it's just goddamn chaos. I think what I have learned, though, is about this game is it seems to be a lot easier playing one player than it is two. Because
it's too much?
Yeah. Because of the chaos that the other player causes as well, and sometimes their slip-up ultimately creates... you to lose a heart as well, so it's I do find it more difficult, but I mean this is a real, you know, it's one of those times for me where I get to play games with my son, and I'd never change it for the world. So but it's fantastic, the DLCs, and only costs about £7, so it's definitely worth downloading. And we're just that little bit closer towards the end there.
Nice. I do love Cuphead. It's a gorgeous game. Mm. It is so hard, though.
It is difficult.
Yeah. And I think for me, what's hard is I feel very, even though I know you can move around a lot within the screen.
Yeah.
Because the enemy boss characters take up so much screen space, it always just feels like you just have this infinite little spot where you can be to try and take them on.
But there's just so much, yeah. There's so much that they throw at you, and there's so much that's going on around you. There's a lot of projectiles from whether the boss has dropped something or something around you, as like I said, the bird dropping the TNT and it fires off in different directions.
Yeah.
There's just so much going on in that screen. It is a large screen to navigate around, but you haven't actually got that much room. It's you've only got a very small isolated area at different times, right. And there is a lot of movement. There's no way that you can stay in one place and just get away with it. It's so difficult. We're having so much fun playing that. And I did try it on my own a little bit today, as much as I didn't want to complete the level because I'll only get it in the neck off my son then. So I just want to play it when he's around. And yeah, we'll get there eventually. But I have played one more, and I'll come back to that after.
All right, we'll circle back on you. Kim, what's been going on with you?
I played some more Forza Horizon 5. I managed to get all the boards found and busted, so that's done.
Did you get the Hot Wheels DLC?
I did.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Have you started that yet?
I have, and I'm really enjoying it. You've got to do all your licenses again to use all the cars on the Hot Wheels tracks. So I'm on the last license for that, so I can use like the X Series cars and all that. So it's fun. It took me a little bit to get used to the tracks as opposed to driving on the road, because of course the tracks are plastic, so they're going to be more slick, and you'll spin out more if you don't know what you're doing and that sort of thing. So
I wouldn't even thought of that.
Yeah, or maybe I'm just a shitty driver, one or the other. But it does seem like when you switch from the roads to the plastic Hot Wheels tracks, there is a bit of a learning curve to it. But yeah, it's been fun.
Is it a curve that you learn on, or what?
Something like that. Yeah.
Literally a curve. Yeah.
Every once in a while, yeah. So I've been doing a little bit of that today. Actually, I dinked around on a little bit and tried to find more roads, because I found all the Hot Wheels tracks and I got that done. But now I'm doing all the Forza. Driving on all the Forza roads, because there's 578 roads and I'm up to 540.
I love that. So you get the map.
Yep.
You get someone's map. And I enjoyed that. Is it coloring by numbers sort of thing?
Yeah, right.
And there's always one tiny, tiny little piece for years, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I did that today. I did a little of the daily challenges and that sort of thing, kind of build my Forza points up, because I bought a car for like 300 and some points and wiped out my bank account. So I'm doing a little bit of that. I don't know. I seem to be enjoying it so far. So
I have a question, Kim. Is the Hot Wheels DLC, is that integrated in the map? Like,
yes.
So there's different tracks all throughout the map, or is it like its own like island?
You go to an area, don't you?
Yeah, there's we call the Hot Wheels upstairs, and then the regular Forzas downstairs, because the Hot Wheels tracks are actually floating above, well, Mexico, and because yeah, right.
Just look outside the window, Robin. You'll see it.
You'll see it, yeah. And there is a little spot on the map that, unless you do it in the menu, but there's a spot you can drive to on the map that will take you to the Hot Wheels tracks up above, and which is weird because.
But do you see it? Do you literally see it up in the air?
I've never. No.
Okay. Okay.
Unless I'm not looking in the right spot, but I've never actually seen it that way. But
that's a shame. That would have been really funny.
I know, right?
To have that floating
above
in Mexico.
Look up these orange tracks above your head and be like, wonder what's up there. You know. But it's fun, and like I said, I think it was only like $17 if you buy it with Game Pass. So I figured, you know, for $20, I got my $20 out of my Hot Wheels. I'm okay with that. So, you know, Anthony seems to like it, although I think I'm more into the Forza thing than he is. I think he just likes to race me to see if he can beat me, and then he can brag he's beaten his aunt at Forza Horizon 5, which, like, whatever. So, yeah, Forza Horizon 5, still plugging away at it, so.
All right, okay. Robin, I know we've set up a set of Corsa.
Yeah, I had a few good and very bad races this week. I was punterinoed off a few, and it's one of those games where you can feel absolutely fantastic or fucking frustrated. So I've had a few frustrating nights here, but I'm racing towards, I'm at level 68 safety rating, and when I get to level 70, I get out of the beginners leagues and get into open up a whole section of more hopefully better drivers. Anyway, right. So played that. I have played Peat of War, quite a lot of Peat of War on my dick, and I can't help play that. But look at think it's Peat and boy,
there is a bit of
it's Peat of War
like similarity.
So, yeah, it plays very well on my dick, and I've met the first. Sort of knacker, an itinerant gypsy guy who sort of appeared as an icy fella, and then he sort of knocks at the door, and you have to go out and fight him, and he turns out to be really powerful.
He's a badass, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll appear again. I'm sure he's not quite dead. I'm sure he'll appear.
They never are.
Yeah, it is a hack and slashy sort of game, isn't it? It is. I mean, it's a lot of slashy hacky. Okay. Well, there's a good story, solid story to it. Is there people?
Oh,
yeah.
God, the story is just amazing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Father and son story. It's you know.
I think it does that at the start just to get you used to the controls and stuff. But there's elements of puzzles, and there's obviously the story that you've got to run through as well, and things that you need to collect. And yeah, there's a lot more to it.
And already I see there's like closed off areas. Challenge with the Steam Deck is the menu's text is quite small. So
that's what your Harry Potter specs are for.
Yeah. So I'm going through the period of learning about there's things flashing on the armor button and the weapon button. So there's upgrades and runes and It's all alien at the moment, but I'm sure by halfway through it'll be completely familiar to me.
Well, I've never played one before. That was the first one that I played, and I didn't feel like I needed to go back and play the previous games. That was literally the first one,
it was kind of a reboot, so I don't feel like you had to play them in succession or anything.
He seems quite ashamed of his son. Or I'm not sure if it's being protective or ashamed. I'm not quite
sure. He's in the way. That's what I felt. Yeah. He feels he's in the way of him. But it's one of those.
So he's concerned that his son isn't strong enough to make some sort of journey at the moment. But this, and he's just to control his anger and all that. But it's beautiful. And it's lovely to have access to that top tier game without having a big PlayStation. I suppose I could play it on the... It's on the PlayStation 4 as well, is it?
Yeah.
I could do that, but the deck is where I'm going to do that Sony stuff. Definitely.
Okay. All right.
And lots and lots of other little games. Dipping in and out. Playing Black Mesa and getting back into Half-Life again was wonderful. But again, that's the main. It says, of course, and God of War. What about you, Greg? Did I see?
We did the multiplayer sessions this week. Had some fun with Lewis playing Halo on Wednesday. I think we are now competing against one another to finish our season one battle pass. Just a good time with that game. But PUBG has come back into my life in a big way. Snoogans and I have been putting in time playing together on Fridays now, and potentially even later tonight. That game has evolved so much. There's now multiple new maps that I have never experienced. So Snoogans is like taking me through. There's like a very small map. I forgot the name of it, but at one point he's like, if you hear a vehicle, he's like, that's a tank. He's all, it's just shooting players. He's like, run and hide. And sure as shit, like this tank goes just like strolling down the street and it's just blasting away at people. And I'm like, okay, this is different. This is not the PUBG I remember. But we've been having a lot of good fun with that.
Question about headphones and stuff as well.
Yeah.
I find it very, very hard to get the volume and mix right with those headphones. Does the voice come up really loud, or is there a good balance? I mean, I'm not quite sure. Or is it just
you're talking about your Liquid Sound headphones or your Xbox. Ultimately it's going to be two controls. So you're going to have the right side is your chat and your volume mix or your game mix. So you could push it towards more game audio
they forever revolve. There is no stop. There's beeping noises, but there is no stop. So you can turn and turn.
I typically don't turn. I mean, the volume is up enough to where I just adjust it a little bit on the left side. That's the overall volume. And then I usually just mix the voice chat versus game mix. And that's all that I'll do.
Pain in the ass as well. When I'm sitting playing the games, last night I was in the middle of a race and Judith phones. And of course, you can be connected to the Xbox and it also picks up the Bluetooth connection to my phone immediately as well. So I have to answer a telephone call, and then I finished one, and then Charlie was, I want to get a book on Amazon. Go away! I don't want to answer calls. God damn it!
I have the previous version that doesn't have that Bluetooth connectivity, so I don't get that, which is nice because that would drive me crazy.
All right. Sorry. Was that a pepperoni?
A pepperoni.
Was that a pepperoni stick? Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Dirty.
I will let you finish chewing, Pete. Kim.
Yes.
Let's talk about what else you have been playing.
Alrighty. I played a little more Cult of the Lamb this week. Not a lot more, but a little bit more. Still enjoying it.
Is it winning you over?
Yeah, it is. I kind of wish I had more time to play it, but. Some of the stuff is weird with my cult followers because and this is not really a spoiler because I'm sure, everybody's going to have it at some point or another. But one of the cult followers wants me to make a bowl of shit and feed it to another cult follower.
Seems reasonable.
It's very, and that's not like code for anything. I mean, he actually wants me to put some shit in a bowl and feed it to the other guy. So, I mean, it's a little dark, which I expected. Obviously, it's a game about a cult. And, it's just weird you're playing this cute little lamb brought back from the dead. And, you know, you're starting a cult and you're attempting to kill the old gods and all this. And you have cult followers that want to feed shit to one another. So, I mean,
Is there a bigger message here? Is there a bigger, is there some sort of wordly or topical message behind these characters, do you think?
I probably at some point, yeah. I'm trying to get, because you've got to keep your followers happy, otherwise you're going to have the worst cult in the world. So right now I'm trying to build farms to keep them fed. They're bitching about an outhouse that I haven't got unlocked yet, so I have to also go around and clean up after them, which is where the shit comes in. Which you can turn around and use for fertilizer in your crops, and thankfully it's not all that is not so overwhelming, because I was kind of worried that would get to be where it'd be more to do that and then go to dungeons and that sort of thing and fight bad guys. And I thought, I'm not sure I'm going to like this whole management fucking part of it, right. But it's not been so bad. Okay. I mean, it's little doable chunks because they have a day and night cycle. So during the day you can go out, do your dungeon crawling thing and kill bad guys and get resources. And then of a night you come back, you clean up, you know, after all your little cult members, and you play the janitor and clean up after all your cult members and collect your stuff. And in the morning before you take off, you do your little sermon and get their allegiance again, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So far, so good. Like I said, I haven't run into any glitches or anything yet to spoil it or anything like that. So, okay. And like I said, I think it's like $20. So it's not overly expensive. And yes, I bought this. So, of course, it's going to come on a Game Pass like next month.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, right? We do.
So, yeah. Cult of the Lamb, that was something I had to laugh at. Because you can name your cult, but I'm so lame, I didn't know what to name it. So I just named it Cult of the Lamb. So
I think you should rename it Mint Sauce. Martin in the chat was talking, it needs more Mint Sauce. That seems like a perfect cult name.
Right?
By the way, quick shout out to Martin, to Harley Dan, both in the chat. I don't think I've seen anybody else in there, but if there are people in there, get in the chat, start talking.
Right.
Pete, you talked about a mystery game.
Not so mystery. I've played it a few weeks back and continued to play, but not really talked about it. Gears Tactics.
Love you. Oh, yeah. Love you.
Strategy games. Strategy games. Sorry, it was a pepperoni that I was eating, Robin. I'll put it on mute now so you didn't hear me eating. It's a bit of an animal. I do enjoy these. Gears Tactics, jeez. I don't know what to say about it. I've completed it. I've got to the end. I've really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Would you be up for a sequel?
Yeah, I certainly would. Yeah, I would. I didn't really have much difficulty playing throughout the entire game, really, until the last boss. It was called Hydra. That last boss was I don't know what it was. I don't know whether it was the way I was approaching it or what, but I just felt like Groundhog Day. I must have had about 12 attempts at that boss. In the end, what I was trying to do... let me just start from the beginning. So Hydra is like this big beast that is being controlled by what's the name of the boss that you're trying to defeat? I'm trying to think of his name.
It escapes me right now.
Yeah, I can't remember. So it's this big monster that's being controlled anyway by Jim, and it's
good old Jim.
He's got some turret rockets on him, and basically what happens is he's got three stages of health, and once you get through the first stage, it's almost then he starts to ramp up then this monster and starts to use all these rockets, and it felt like that there was a motion to it which was quite repetitive, and the first one was it would scream, so it would completely push everything away that was in its direct area. So if you set up like cover. If you did Overwatch, right. That was it. If you created Overwatch, which was where you get your character to aim over a certain area. So if if somebody runs past it, they get shot by one of your characters. If you did anything like that in the area that it streamed, it would just pretty much blow you out of the way and disturb you, and your aim and your Overwatch would disappear. So there was that to avoid. In two areas of the last boss, because your characters were split into two teams, you'd have grunts, you'd have tickers, you'd have your normal. I'm trying to think what they're called. They are called grubs. They're all called grubs, aren't they? But
right.
I'm trying to think of the other. But there's locusts. So you'd have locusts coming out. You know, different grenadiers and different abilities, and all coming out in these two areas. So you'd have that to contend with. And as well as that, the next phase of Hydra's fight is the missiles. So it would aim at you wherever you were stood. And if you didn't move out of those two areas, you'd pretty much get blown up by the missiles. So you got quite a lot going on. And each time I felt like I wasn't knocking off much health from Hydra, the last boss. I felt like I was getting overrun by grubs, because I tried to pretty much be tactile and stay out of the way and go on the defensive. But I found I found that being more aggressive was the better thing to do. And what's his name? The robot, Jack.
Yeah.
I felt like Jack was helping me a lot, because what I was tending to do was sending out shock bullets to where the grubs were coming out of one spawn location, and they couldn't come out. They were stuck by the door. So I was just firing over missiles or grenades and knocking those out. But at the same time, I had to be really conscious of where Hydra was firing their missiles at me. And I just found it really difficult.
It's a challenging level. One of the things really I loved was when like a locust would stop in the missile target location, because the missiles were indiscriminate. It would kill everything in that area.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, all right.
I ended up completing it. I think a tip for that from me is if you get to play that game. I know it's quite old now, isn't it, that game? But if you do play it, you need to use all of your abilities, because there was lots more. There was lots more there that I didn't use, and right. So that was Jack's trying to think. Oh, Wingman. There's a Wingman ability that he's got, and it hypes up all of the attack percentages from the people who use weapons. And I found as well, on a couple of times, there were boomers that were being spawning out. And what I was doing, instead of trapping them where they spawn, I was letting them come out and destroying those and using the boomers that they had. Which had more shots on Hydra, right. Then, which gave me the ability to really knock the health down on it. So eventually I got there, but it was just one thing I've got to big up is the quick resume on Xbox, because, yeah. Oh man, you know, if you imagine like back in the day, if you was on your 360 and you had to turn that off, or even on your Xbox One, you had to turn that off and you didn't have that quick resume. It would be, I don't even know how long that's been there, but for that game alone, to go back to where I just started off and picked up from, because I'd turn the Xbox off and I'd start it up and I'd be right where where I switched it off, where the point where I've just got to remember what happened previously. And sometimes I'd leave it like 3 or 4 days and I'd just be there as I fired up the Xbox. So like that's such a good feature. It's took me a while, but I've enjoyed it. And the one thing I tried to look for then is the game that you recommended afterwards. Is it called XCOM or?
So yes, XCOM is there's that game.
XCOM is a different game altogether.
Yes, XCOM is definitely a different game. XCOM, COM.
XCOM. Okay. Yes. All right, so I'll have a look for that.
That is you'll probably be able to find it fairly cheap. So there's XCOM. There's XCOM 2.
Halo Wars.
Start with XCOM.
Halo Wars. Go from there. A good entry into that too.
I don't like Halo though.
Well, Halo Wars is more of an RTS, so okay. that's a little different. Yeah.
I take it you got familiar with it. It was easier to get into it because you know the Gears universe so well.
Yeah, I think that's why I played it. It's just I love Gears, and I think seeing all of that action again and the story behind it, it was, because there is a little bit of a story going on, isn't there, in the background? Mm-hmm. It was good. So now I've played that and I've got the feel for it. I'm gonna try another one. So I'll try that XCOM. I'll give that a go. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Good.
We've converted him. Robin, anything else on your side?
Nope.
Okay.
But I do. Tim? I've counted all my screens in this room.
Oh, how many screens? Do we have a winning
active
number?
Active screens that are on that I could switch on right now and have them all on. Have a guess.
I'm going to say 7.
Any others, Kim?
25.
I'd say 17, yeah.
21.
21.
Wow.
Well, but that's counting. So that's counting your Steam Deck. That's counting like handheld devices. No.
No.
Flipping heck.
So there's 4 here, laptop screen, 4 on the quad deck. There's the 65-inch. There's the 240-inch TVs. Then there's a 27-inch in here for some of the old consoles. There's 2 CRTs over there as well. Yeah. Keep going.
It adds up. Okay.
Oh!
Would have never guessed that.
It's like 21. Isn't that terrifying?
Holy moly.
You're going to need a cold mine or something soon to start.
Yeah, when I have everything on, I'm helping the world in a great way.
His house is a beacon. Your footprint is expanding. Madden 23.
Yeah,
I gave this a go.
Wow, it's so much different than Madden 22.
Incremental updates. Overall, I think
it should be a game as service. It should be.
I do feel like if nothing else, I want EA to say okay. We will do a roster update, and it could be because they want their money, right? So make it a $10 roster update.
But they could give them. I mean, how much is the game?
So the game is $60, $70, something like that.
They could get $40. A big roster update and gameplay update and some new features, and they could get 40 years of subscription service. And they wouldn't have to put out. Well, they could still put out in disc if they wanted to, but I mean they could get away with that, you know.
They could get away with this with all of their sports games, but they continue to kind of put them out as like a full release. So the animations are improved. It does feel a little better compared to Madden 22 because I played Madden 22 right before 23, so I kind of compare and contrast. Franchise mode, I feel, is where they made the biggest differences this go round. Like they spent a lot of time kind of updating that, trying to make that a little bit better, because that has really suffered over the years. Whereas it's always been more about the multiplayer. So things like free agency, they gave some updates to. So now, not only do you have kind of a list of free agents that you can pull into your team as a franchise owner, but they also have this mechanic of kind of interest levels of playing for your team. And this is kind of a cool, it's a cool add-on because it's very much like the real world. So take, for instance, like the New York Jets have been struggling as a franchise in the real NFL. So there may, you know, star players may not want to go there because they know that team likely isn't going to go to the Super Bowl anytime soon. Whereas if you went to, say,
the Cardinals
or the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, there's a lot of interest to play for them because they are contenders like almost out of the gate. So that's a kind of cool mechanic they've added into it. They did add in a new pass mechanic, but I have not been able to get on with it yet. So, It basically kind of slows things down a little bit, and you can, in a sense, kind of aim within a circular area to kind of be more precise with your pass. It doesn't feel very intuitive to me, so I just kind of like the classic Madden controls of, kind of more lob bullet passes, that kind of thing. And you can lead a little bit, but it wasn't full-on targeting. So We'll see. I'll try and play around with the new aiming mechanic. But like I said, it just didn't feel very intuitive to me. And I think it has not gone over very well with a lot of people. So
for us English type people, great British type people,
yeah,
it's a massive learning curve. I did try the other year.
I will say this. If you play the tutorial, there is a straight up, like, very basic beginner's tutorial that they literally talk about the different positions.
The British guide.
And it's the British guide. There you go, to American football. I was surprised at how, like, basic it got. But then I was like, well, this is actually really smart for the people that don't know what American football is. To learn American football, it really kind of helps.
Okay.
So there is that. But, I mean, it looks good. It looks good in motion. It feels good in motion, which is important. That is kind of sexual also. But I kind of agree. I think it's going to be in that 7-8 range in terms of reviews, probably closer to a 7 than an 8.
Okay.
But I love football, and football's back, so I had to check it out. Yeah. Okay. You know what it is time for?
Oh, dear.
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look. Good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
Exactly. Tough. It's time for the quiz. It is Buy It, Fund It, Kill It. This is the game we play.
Frick, yeah. I'm going to win this week.
Well, Robin, we'll start with you. Why not? Robin, you are you.
Okay.
And your current position of a
knob.
I was going to say ice cream person. But anyway, Robin, you are an executive in your current organization, and you have a choice in front of you.
Yes.
There are three different types of frozen desserts.
One.
That you are being presented with.
Yes.
And you have to fund one, as in your company will service equipment for this, and it will be part of your business moving forward.
Okay.
There will be one that you will buy just kind of as a one-off store, if you will, that will specialize in this.
Okay.
And then the other, you are killing forever. It will never actually see the public. It will be lost forever. So, Robin, your choices are Zorbet.
Sorbet.
Sorbet.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Frozen yogurt. Or gelato.
What the fuck is gelato? A gelato.
Gelato is Italian ice cream.
No, it's not.
Throw me a gelato.
Oh,
okay. Yes. So we're going to do some education here as well.
Okay, let's do some education. This is why I chose these for Robin. We'd get edumacated. All right, Robin, let's go. Here we go. I'm pretty sure frozen yogurt you are going to fund. That's my guess.
So gelato I'm going to fund because it's the biggest selling thing. Uh-huh. Gelato is the Italian word for ice cream.
Okay.
So there's two types of ice cream that we have in the market out there. There's what I call industrial ice cream. So your standard big tub that you go into the supermarket and buy, that's made in a big factory. That's, you know, that's standard ice cream. Your standard chain ice cream shop. Gelato is made usually on the day you eat it or the day before. Okay. So, okay, here's
I would just like to point out I did not expect this full education to happen.
Okay,
like,
so
it's like
so
fresh milk and long life milk then.
Pretty much. So here's the science bit. So as ice cream gets older, if you leave your freezer door open for a bit and you've got ice crystals form on it, so the older ice cream gets, the bigger the ice crystals get.
Yeah,
okay.
Get frostbitten.
Okay. All right.
With gelato ice cream, it's served slightly warmer. But because it's so fresh, the ice crystals are very, very small. So it tastes and feels very, very smooth on your tongue. And where ice cream can sometimes feel a little bit rough on your tongue. So that's industrial ice cream and gelato. So gelato all the way. Absolutely. Okay. One off would be a sorbet. I love a sorbet. You know, fantastic. Okay. Very, very nice. But
I did not expect this. I thought for sure frozen yogurt was going to survive somehow, but it has been killed. I'm sorry,
frozen yogurt would be killed. I love frozen yogurt. I love frozen yogurt. It's a great thing. It hasn't really caught on over here in the UK. Would love it to catch on over here. Frozen yogurt usually have that in whipped, what we would call whipped, right, in America. That Saucer. Over here we have whipped ice cream over here rather than frozen yogurt. It hasn't caught, yeah, on.
I almost put soft serve into the mix, but I decided not to. Hardly Dan, by the way, with you, frozen yogurt can die a death,
yeah,
apparently.
I love frozen. I love it. I love all of these things. And you say soft serve. So soft serve is what we would call industrial ice cream.
Right.
So that, okay, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah. So, and again, right, that your dairy, what's the big one you have over there? The popular bars, your ice cream parlor. There's lots of them over there.
Swenson's?
No, not that one. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Most of those are soft serve, but industrial, right, soft serve. Generally,
Baskin Robbins,
that's the sort of thing. Even Häagen-Dazs's industrial ice cream is better industrial ice cream, but it's still industrial ice cream. And it doesn't rate on my ice cream scale whatsoever.
Okay.
So, there you go. So fair there enough. You are. Sorry. Okay. Anything about education? I love it.
Excellent. Love it. Love the response. Love the answer. Pete, you are next.
No boy.
Okay.
Pete, you are a farmer on a very large ranch. You have a choice of stock to raise. One to it will be part of your ranch and future ranches that you may expand upon. The other is just a limited time event. It's going to be part of a rodeo event that you'll be able to sell some of this and make some profit off of it, but then it'll be done. And the other, this animal will never grace the world again, and you will, wow, officially kill it off, so it will never be seen again. Literally putting it into extinction. Pete, here are your three choices of meats. Think of this as meats that you are going to be responsible for. Chicken. Steak.
Okay.
And pork. Now think about the ramifications. Pork, bacon. Steak, filet, New York strip. Chicken, pretty universal. What are you doing, Pete? What are you doing?
Oh my God, that's such a tough choice.
You killing cows, you killing pigs, or are you killing chickens?
I'd kill off steaks.
Fucking hell.
You kill off steaks?
Yeah. Fucking savage.
Damn it.
This unexpected once again. I did not anticipate this. I thought for sure steak would at least make a cut. But no, steak is done. Okay, you have killed cows. Cows are never gracing this wonderful planet ever again.
Ozone layer safe. Okay.
Okay. So now we're stuck with chicken and pigs. Which are you going to fund long term?
Robin's gonna diss me here, Rob, but he was right on the money. And I don't eat steaks. I don't. It's not my thing. It's not my go-to. I'm not a massive fan of them. I'll have them if, like, that's my last
option. When you come over here, I'm going to take you somewhere that you...
Have you ever had a really good filet?
Steak?
I've had... The best steak I've had was in Cyprus.
All right. Christ. Fucking hell. Sure it was a pie. Sorry, some fucking goat.
It could have been a horse, but yeah. It was in Cyprus. Every time... I don't like to fight with my food.
Okay.
So
I like mine to moo on the plate.
If it's too overcooked, it's too gristly. I just don't like it. I just don't like it at all.
You have to also eat bad steak, apparently. That's clear at this point.
Well, okay. Well, I'm gonna kill off steak. So okay.
See, when you go to America next year, Pete,
you're
gonna change your tune. When you go into even a chain steakhouse and they put that sweet potato with brown sugar in it and this steak covered in garlic butter that's melted in your mouth and it's about the size of Northern Ireland, Christ almighty, you're going to love steak.
But that's the trouble, you see. Because I've got ulcerative colitis, I have to really watch what I eat. So I can't eat garlic. It really knocks me about.
Oh, fuck. Well, forget these... the garlic.
He hung up on the garlic. Like,
but the first thing that Robin mentioned was all the accompaniments to all of the food. So, all right. Like, that all right. I struggle
we've,
with.
We've,
but anyway.
We've killed beef. Steak is done.
Yeah. I've changed my what mind. If anybody now? Wants to take my number for pizza ass, they can have it. No, I'll give up my number.
So what was my other two options? So
chicken and pork.
Chicken and what? Pork. Well, no.
Pigs or chickens? Which are you going to keep long term so that you're going to invest heavily either in pigs or in chickens to feed the world?
It'd have to be chicken. Chicken's just everywhere, isn't it?
Okay.
Everywhere. Right. In everything. Dog food, human food, cat food. It's bloody everywhere. So, chicken. And then chicken. I do like a pork sausage. So,
So you're not even doing bacon. You're doing pork sausage. So pork the world will not even see bacon ever.
Nah.
One of my tapas dishes the other night was bacon. Tiny little pieces of bacon in our little roll, like pigs in the blanket. But in the side, I mean, they were tiny. They were like the tip of your thumb sort of thing. But inside that little roll of bacon was a fig.
Oh, I like figs.
Oh, fig and bacon. Fucking fig and bacon, man.
Fig and bacon. No, I've discovered turkey rashers. So turkey bacon instead of
not even close.
Okay,
not
so even here's close. Here's the irony. Turkey was almost included in this list.
Yeah, if you had brought in that non-meat stuff, maybe that would have been a clear cut sort of thing there.
Chicken
for the win. Chicken winner dinner. All right, Kim. Are you ready, Kim?
You're right, I guess.
All right, Kim, you are a music bigwig. You are going to be demoing out three different classic rock and roll bands, and you have to decide their fate. Who is going to get multi-album contract, who is going to get a one-off album contract, and who will never be allowed to make music again.
Okay.
Your bands, Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith, and Van Halen. Three classic Americana bands.
Ouch.
Who gets the multi-year deal? Who gets the one deal? And who is never going to play music again?
That's kind of a hard one, because, I mean, yeah. All right.
Is it Eddie? Does Eddie Van Halen and Van Halen get the nod? Or maybe you'd prefer it when... Sammy Hagar when he took over. No, I mean, you get all of it if you do the multi-year deal.
There's no right answer here, Kim.
I know, right?
Is it really bad in saying that if somebody said to me, what's a Van Halen track like that's memorable to you, like name it, and I wouldn't even know.
I've never
heard one.
Pete. Fucking hell.
Van Halen, Hot for Teacher, just jumps out. As a matter of fact, jumps out.
From a family that just your brother just absolutely adores Back to the Future, which I'm sure you've had some spin off on that.
It's my favorite film as well.
Yeah, well, do you kind of know the bit where he dresses up as a space alien and scares the shit out of his dad?
Yeah,
what is the song that he plays there? Who is singing that song? What is that?
Is that who that is? I didn't even know.
All right, let's get off the beef killer. Kim, back to you.
All right.
Who's getting cut? Or let's start with who gets the multi-year deal. Let's start there. Who gets multiple albums under your leadership?
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses gets a multi-contract. All right. Now. Who's never making music again? Let's just make it that simple.
This kind of pains me, but if I have to pick, it's going to be Aerosmith.
This is ridiculous. I
just to see you sleeping.
Yeah, right?
God,
dude, man. Looks like a lady.
Dude, I know.
That's shit.
God.
What?
I don't like Aerosmith.
I'm going to punch you in the dick.
Oh, man.
I'm going to see you again.
Girls, have a vagina. Boys, have a penis. You in the dick.
I don't like Aerosmith. They are
God. Steven Tyler is a god.
God, Liv Tyler.
Although, to be honest, now he kind of looks like your grandmother, but all right.
Well, yeah.
maybe, of course, Van Halen will get the one, like,
maybe Greg, in the future, when you're thinking of rock bands and pop bands, actually think of bands that their members have more than 10 years of life left in them, huh? Okay? We had like the Beatles and other before. Anyway, Greg DeLacy.
Yes, I'm ready.
Tank tops.
Okay.
Shorts. Crocs.
Ah, this is easy. Absolutely easy. Tank tops will get that will be funded for multiple, because you can make all different kinds of tank tops with different logos on them. Shorts, absolutely one off. I will just create one set of shorts that I will use forever.
Forever.
And Crocs can fucking die.
Yeah.
Crocs are horrible. I don't know whoever designed Crocs. They need to be burned in hell.
Very good. There we go. Right. That's good. I enjoyed that. Good.
Good. Good. Good. Yep. All right. We're done with that. We've got news.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay. We'll circle back on that community bit there, Robin.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Okay. Robin, actually, why don't you read the news? You did such a great job of it last week. Let's have you read through the news.
Did I kind of do it in the voice of Kim, or what did I do?
You attempted at one point, but then you got you.
Okay, look, Diablo 4 won't include pay-to-win microtransactions. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Blizzard has published a long-awaited update to its monetization plans for Diablo 4. Can't get it fast enough. The short version of the blog post is that Diablo 4 will be a full-price title with an in-game shop and optional season passes. However, the only way to make your characters more powerful will be to feed them steak and play the game. Here's how the monetization will work. Blizzard plans to structure Diablo's endgame around seasons and not chickens. The game will feature up to 4 seasons per year, with the first one launching shortly after the game's release. Each new season will bring additional features, balance changes, and quality of life improvements, as well as new quests to complete and items to collect. Well there done, Blizzard.
I'm good with that. Yep.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Do you know why I can't wait? Do you know what's going to be the perfect place to play Diablo for me?
Your
dick.
On my dick.
On your dick.
Yep. Now, Sony is reportedly making a Days Gone movie. At this stage, it is 12 hours long. According to the Deadline.com, Sony's PlayStation Productions unit is developing a film adaptation of the 2019 game. Outlander action Sam Heughan is reportedly set to star in the script penned by Up in the Air and X-Men First Class writer Sheldon Turner. Deadline reports Turner envisions the final film being a love ballad to motorcycle movies. Right turn, Clyde.
Yep.
You know, this is weird, though. This was the game that Sony it wasn't good enough to make a sequel. And yet, they're going to make a movie out of it. It's
my
just
challenge with this. This is like a trailer for a movie, and any trailer that it has in it, from the director of, from the producers of, if it can't stand on its own 2 feet without having to go on the coattails of what they were successful in the past, it ain't going to be that great. But again, immediately I think of the Clint Eastwood movie, Any Which Way or But Loose, and the motorcycle gang coming along.
The other oddity to this is that they're actually not using the actor that played the role of the main character in Days Gone. They're getting somebody else to play the role, even though the guy that did the voiceover work is an actor.
Right.
Go figure. Anyway. All right. Continue on.
DHL is coming to PC Game Pass on August the 23rd. You can play Hideo Kojima's post-apocalyptic delivery simulator action game Death Stranding with a PC Game Pass membership in a few days' time. 505 Games first released the game for Windows in 2020, but soon you'll also be able to access it through the Microsoft subscription service at no additional cost. Neat. The developer says the version heading to the service will include the same features the Steam and Epic Games editions have. Those features include a high frame rate, ultra-wide mode, photo mode, hard mode, and crossover content from popular franchises like Half-Life and Cyberpunk and the British Post Office. So you can deliver your parcels any way you want. The game will also have unlockable content you can get as you progress, and unlockable content?
Unlockable, yes.
Content you can get as you progress and complete more of the story. That said, the version coming to PC Game Pass is not the director's cut that was released more recently, but the original one. They'll fleece you for that one later on.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. This set the Twitterverse on fire. Sony fans reacting harshly. The whole reason why this is being able to be done, by the way, because so here's the odd thing. Sony owns the IP rights to Death Stranding.
Hmm.
But they gave the publishing rights to the PC version of the game to 505 Games.
Ah.
And that's how 505 is getting around this, because there's no way Sony would ever have let this go to Game Pass.
Well, 505, yeah. Assetto Corsa, that's them as well. So yeah. You never know. And finally, PlayStation PC launcher references found in Marvel's Spider-Man Remastered Code. Ooh. Like Blizzard, Rockstar, and Ubisoft, Sony may soon require you to download a launcher before you can play its games on PC. Digging through the Windows version of Marvel's Spider-Man Remastered and its puddles, VGC verified code referencing a PlayStation PC launcher. The discovery follows the recent revelation that Sony likely plans to add PlayStation Network integration to its PC titles.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, Sony, just like Ubisoft, Sony doesn't want, if they can avoid it, to have to put their games on Steam. I'm sure they would love for you to just go through their store, buy them, and launch them through their own launcher. Also, get used to seeing Sony games coming to PC. I think this cements it. And I mean, God of War, we have Spider-Man.
Hardware is disappearing, boys and girls, as streaming technology gets better and better and better. In 10 years' time, consoles will be on their way out. You can mark my words on that.
Duly noted. All right. Kim.
Yes, sir.
We have some games coming up in this upcoming week. I think we should talk about those.
All righty. Here are your new releases. Oh, wait, I better move Tank Top out of the middle of the screen. It's going to, make it hard to read, right? Alrighty.
Wow.
Something. I don't know how I handle it every weekend.
Guns, wow.
Alrighty, your new releases for August 21st through the 27th are Midnight Fight Express for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 23rd. Saints Row for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and X and S. Easy for you to say. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 23rd as well. F1 Manager 2022. Okay. I don't know why. I just seem to think maybe that should have been 23, but I'm the one that copy and pasted this, so I should know. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 25th. SD Gundam Battle Alliance for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch, PC on the 25th as well. I think there's more. Let me scroll and find out. Indeed, there is. Pac-Man World Repack for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on August 26th. Thanks, Robin. Love you, too. And we have Soul, not Whackers, but Hackers, too. For the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 26th as well. Those are your new releases. I had to think about that for a minute, even though you did just change it. I'm like, wait, what the hell? What's that one again?
Yeah.
Good old Robin.
Good old Soul Whackers too.
Yep.
I like it. Saints Row.
I guess. Probably
the best out of these. Kind of curious. I know it's been divisive. People have been like excited for a new Saints Row, and then they're kind of like, maybe not.
What is it? So this is a full remake or a reboot?
This is a rebooting of Saints Row. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% positive, but I believe that is the case.
The first two games were very different than the third. I really loved the fourth, but I loved the third even more. But I think that the problem with the fourth was it made, because you could sort of fly everywhere,
you
it
became
made all the ground
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, well, just pointless. So,
yep. Okay. Real quick, well, I suppose we can just kind of move along. We're at that point. Let's give one last shout out. Pete, let's give a shout out to the chat.
Take myself off mute. Right. Okay. The chat, mostly, hardly Dan.
Superhero.
Martin. His superhero powers, by the way, are spending Robin's money.
Dominator. The Dominator.
I don't know how many of these are proper users. I don't know. Alto, Aiton, Commander Root, Tin Arif, whoever that is.
Hello.
Alien Conglomeration. Or what's that? Anyway,
I have to ask.
As well as us lot, there's quite a few in actually that have popped in and had a view. Yes. So thank you very much for coming on and having a look at us.
Excellent. All right. Mr. Tate.
Yep.
Why don't you start off the shout outs, please?
Okay. Well, don't forget our play dates. Wednesday night's Halo between 9 and 10 in the UK, and PUBG on Friday. And anytime that Greg is on, go grab him. Shout outs. Greasy Fish Lips is a guy that's been around for a long, long time between the veteran gamers and our community as well, and on Twitter. And Marty has had a pretty hard time. With a cancer diagnosis, which was sort of controlled quite a bit. He's been going through quite a few bits of chemo, and he had a call this week, very hard call, to say that his cancer is running riot, and the chemo that he's been on hasn't been working, and he has to re-sort the chemo again. And he's having a pretty hard time. So if you've came across Greasy Fish Lips before, Marty, he's a good lad. He's been a great member of the community for all of that VG Hub stuff. Our heart goes out to you, mate. Cancer's a fucking bastard of a thing. We hope that your treatment works really well, mate, and you can kick the ass out of this thing. So all of us, from us to you, I hope you this works really well for you, mate. And you have many more years to come.
Agreed.
And to Dan, thank you very, very much, Dan, for your help this week. It'll be very interesting seeing this all put together. And thanks. I couldn't have done it without you. So thanks, mate. Kim.
Alrighty. Shout out to you guys. It's fun as always, you know, especially now that I'm feeling a little better. So that helps. Shout out to everybody in the chat, and anybody who watches this or listens to this, because you're the whole entire reason we do this. I mean, I guess we do kind of like listen to ourselves talk, maybe. But, I mean, if it wasn't for you guys, that's all we'd be doing is listening to ourselves talk. So, thanks for that. And, everybody have a good week. Hopefully you don't come down with COVID, because even if it's not COVID, it still sucks. So,
Kim did.
Right?
Kim passively just admitted to the fact that she has COVID.
Well, you know, I'm kind of thinking my sister had it. Anthony had it. Even though my test says I didn't have it, I'm pretty sure it was probably COVID. So anyway,
long as none of us get that spanky panks that's going around, or spanky pants that's going around,
right? Ooh, don't want any of that. No.
No.
Nope.
It's not a gay thing.
Spanky pants 19.
There you go. So over to Pete.
Thanks, Kim. I've got one person to shout out. I always struggle at this section, but Alexander Usk. I don't know whether you've ever heard of this person before, but...
you play chess?
No.
Is a Russian tank commander?
He's a Ukrainian heavyweight champion of the world.
Oh, last night?
Yes. Yeah. He fought Anthony Joshua, and Anthony Joshua is a former British heavyweight champion as well, but they fought twice. Alexander Usyk has beat him twice, and you gotta give him credit. He's come out of pretty much nowhere and beat Anthony Joshua, and done a fantastic job of doing it, and earned some good money, I'd say. So I'm going to shout out him, because he's also brought out the Gypsy King out of retirement, and apparently now they're going to be fighting each other on December the 17th. for a unified title fight. I love my boxing. I can't wait to watch this fight, man. This is going to be nuts. But the thing is, it's all money, isn't it, I suppose? But they're fighting in Saudi Arabia. I don't know. Why can't they just... I don't know. Why can't they just bring these to, like, Wembley and that, so it's just easier to travel to? There's no way I'm ever going to get to that place to...
Ridlington or something.
The Saudis are putting the money up, that's why.
I know, yeah, that's all it's down to, isn't it, money? I'd just love to go out and watch something like that, you know. That's going to be an historical fight. But
oh, you would need that. You'd need a hat, mate. You would need a hat.
Well, they need to... It's going to be a big money fight, this is. It's December the 17th. It's penciled in for at the minute. So I can't wait. I hope this really does pull off and they get to fight each other. So I'm going to shout out Alexander Usyk. Did a brilliant job. Fair play to him. Yeah, there we go. Greg, see you.
The talk of the fight and you know, kind of pulling off the upset, so to speak, reminds me of Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
I was just listening to Console Wars, and they talk about how Sega was funding or backing Buster Douglas boxing, and how before the game even came out, Buster Douglas lost. And so then they were stuck with a boxing game with him on it.
It's a great voice, though, Buster Douglas.
Say it again.
Great voice, that.
Yeah. For winning that one fight, so to speak.
Yeah, but you've got to give him credit if they're out in that division.
Oh, I give him credit. He definitely outboxed Tyson. But, I mean, after that, it was kind of a flash, you know, one and done, so to speak.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marty. Obviously, we all do absolutely echo Robin's sentiments. Mm-hmm. Really wish you the best. Shout out to my brother-in-law, Ray. He is still very much in recovery mode, and he needs all the love and wish and supports as well. Shout out to the three of you guys and gal. Lovely getting a chance to talk to all of you, seeing your faces, having a good laugh. That's what the show is all about. It just brings a smile to my face, especially Robin talking about his dick.
Yep. Every time.
Every time. on that note... We'll be back next week, some fashion, some way, somehow. We'll be back, hopefully on time. Hopefully Pete will have his computer up and running before the show starts. And, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.